Earlier this evening on the programme, we got some wonderful gift ideas from Kevin Gildea, including gift vouchers for sausages and Book of the Calendar. But if you're throwing those gift ideas to the one side and worrying about the music lover in your life, then we probably have some real potential gifts for you in our next item. John Maher is here to make his suggestions for those music lovers in your life. We'll start with the albums, John, and we'll start with the international albums. What stood out for you this year and the ones that you might suggest people go and buy for others?
Well, Sean, earlier this year I was on this show rhapsodising about the St. Vincent album, and I have not changed my mind one bit. It is a masterpiece. It's a wonderful album. It's a fourth album. It's self-titled. Won't cost you much more than $12.99 in all
and
good
retailers.
And you're
suggesting $12.99 and go to a record shop as opposed to the supermarket? I suppose the St. Vincent one won't be in the supermarket.
Yeah, I doubt it will, despite the extraordinary acclaim it's had. I think you're still going to be going to record shops. And of course, the beauty about Christmas shopping is you want to hand somebody something tangible. So the idea of the download version of the St. Vincent album doesn't really appeal. But it is a marvellous album. I absolutely recommend it. Also, Damon Albarn's Everyday Robots came out earlier this year. It was a dark horse for the Mercury Music Prize. It perhaps should have won. It's a very, very good album. People will know him, of course, from Blur and Gorillaz. Yes. This is his first solo album, astonishingly enough, considering he's been in the business for 25 years, but it's very, very good. And from the US, I suppose the rock album, the rock band I've loved most this year is The War on Drugs with Lost in the Dream, a really magnificent album, which boasts what I think is the best song of the year, Under the Pressure, the opening epic track on that album. And there are three great albums, $12.99, you won't get change from it, but you'll make somebody very happy.
And for the pop lover, you're suggesting Taylor Swift?
I am indeed. And if you'd said to me at the beginning of this year that Taylor Swift would be in my roundup for the year, I would have said absolutely not. But 1989, her latest album, is fantastic.
And there's a deluxe
album.
Version of that
there
as well.
There is a deluxe version with some bonus tracks on it, and that's $16.99 and well worth it.
It sounds, John, you're a fan then of actually choosing an album for somebody and bang it rather than, oh, here's your record token and off you go and choose for yourself.
Absolutely. I think it's a much more personal thing to do, and usually people respond very well to it.
Usually,
I've had some bad experiences, but haven't we all?
Yes. All right, that's the international stage in some ways. What about Irish music and Irish albums? Was it a good year for Irish music, do you think?
It was. It really was. I mean, there were a lot of singer-songwriters that came good this year, not least Hozier, who was the most streamed artist on Spotify in 2014, the ubiquitous Take Me to Church, 87 million streams. One would hope that he made some cash out of that. I think he probably did. But in terms of three really great Irish albums, you had Damien Rice's My Favourite Faded Fantasy, his first album in 8 years, which really was a return to form. The Gloaming's self-titled album, released at the beginning of the year.
After that brilliant gig in the National Concert Hall.
Just such a great band. A trad supergroup, so to speak, but taking trad beyond its shackles and doing something very interesting.
Yeah, Thomas Bartlett is very much part of what they're doing there.
Absolutely.
That new
it's
type
very
of
cerebral
approach.
And interesting, and people love it, and with good reason. And also James Vincent McMorrow, who returned with his second album, Post Tropical, which in many ways was more consistent and strong and better than his first album.
And again, you're expecting all of those to be around $12.99.
About $12.99, but there is a special one, and that's the Damien Rice album, because there is a limited edition which is partly made of wood carved by a Dublin company, appropriately enough called Carve. And it's limited to 5,000 copies. They're numbered and they're available from Damien Rice's website, and they cost $29.99. And I have seen them, and they are very, very beautiful.
Well, that actually sounds, if you're a Damien Rice fan, that's a really different way of going about it.
It's a different way of doing it, and it is beautifully done. And people might go $29.99. It's quite a lot for an 8-track album, but I really don't think the artist in this case is making a huge huge profit because it is sumptuously done.
Okay, so it'll look great and it will sound like this. Absolutely beautiful, but unfortunately 8 minutes long. So that's just a taster of Trusty and True from Damien Rice, and that from the current album. John Mayer suggesting Christmas gifts for us. And DamienRice.com is the website, by the way, where you will get that special carved version of, well, not of the CD, but of the packaging for the CD. All right, if you're going to spend really big money, I suppose the Uber fan, big collections that are out there, this is putting your money in your, putting your hand in your pocket.
For sure, Sean. I mean, I'm a big ABBA fan, and something that's taken pride of place on my shelf is a singles collection on 7-inch vinyl with the original covers.
I remember this when it came out.
It is quite beautiful. I didn't see it listed on hmv.ie or on Tower, so you'd probably have to get it in one of the smaller record stores. It's retailing for £140 on amazon.co.uk. That will give you the kind of idea, but if you want to impress the ABBA fan, this will for sure. There's also for far less money, David Bowie's Nothing Has Changed.
This is amazing value, actually.
It really is. This is $19.99 for a 3-disc album, 59 tracks sequenced in reverse chronology.
As only Bowie would think of doing.
Bowie brilliant. Would do. It's a really good idea, and it's a reminder that even though he's pilloried for much of his work in the 80s and 90s, there was still great music, great songs from Bowie in that period. When you go into the 70s, then you've realised that he had to be very selective because there were so many great songs he had to be choosy.
And Springsteen then,
Springsteen,
finally. Two versions here.
The album collection, volume one, his first 7 albums, about €60 for the CD version. For vinyl lovers, you're talking €175.
And actually, that'll bring us nicely into the whole idea of buying technology. The vinyl, really, I've noticed more and more artists coming in here. They bring in a CD and a vinyl version. So we all need to get record players again.
In Britain, this has been the best year for vinyl sales in 20 years, and no reason to suspect it's any different in Ireland. It's been a great year for vinyl. HMV are selling something called a Steep Tone Compact Retro Turntable for €99.99.
So €100, essentially.
€100, and it looks pretty good. If you want very nice cans to go with that, Sennheiser do something called the HD800s, and you're looking at €1,200 for that. You can get that in the listening suite in the city centre of Dublin.
But I'm sure you could get a very good pair of headphones for a few €100 if you really want it.
You can. Well, speaking of Sennheiser, you can get on-ears the Momentum for about €140, and they are really very good.
All right, a couple of books then. Just give us a couple of recommendations briefly, John.
The really brilliant one of 2014, as far as I'm concerned, was Viv Albertine, the guitarist of The Slits, who wrote a great book published by Faber called Clothes, 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 Music, 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 Boys, 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 22-35 in hardback.
And one other?
And one other, which was Bernard Sumner's Chapter and Verse, 28-99, also in hardback.
All right, there were those who were disappointed by Garth. There were those who lost out on tickets to Taylor Swift, or possibly even AC/DC, which I think sold out in less than
minutes,
an hour.
Minutes were told. Yes, possibly 59 or under.
Yeah, the press release took 59 minutes to get out. All right, couple of gigs in the new year. And it's lovely to get a ticket as opposed to here's 20 euro, go buy yourself a ticket.
A physical ticket. I mean, Macy Gray was a big deal about a decade ago. She's coming to Dublin to play the Academy on February 5, and that's €35, which is reasonable. Interpol, who've really come back to form, play Dublin's Olympia on February 11 and 10 and 11 even. €39 the tickets start from. And a real tip for me, because the forthcoming album is fantastic, Jape, who's won the Choice Prize twice. He could win a third time with this Chemical Sea, his forthcoming album. He's playing the Academy also in Dublin on February 19th. £15 will get you in
and
there.
I suppose the final one is for a nice pricey ticket.
Well, £79.50 for Slane. Slane returns with surprise headliners, I must say, Foo Fighters, but they put on a very good show. And the aforementioned Hozier is on the bill as well.
All right, Sam, thank you very much for some great gift suggestions there. Happy Christmas to you and yours, John. And for those who didn't get the Taylor Swift tickets and who are wondering if they should buy the album, here's a little taster. Blank Space from Taylor Swift from the 1989 album, one of the many gifts that John Mayer suggested to us this evening. Incidentally, great detail in John's report. report there on what you should go and get. We'll have it up on the website, up on the player, that is, by 9 o'clock or thereabouts this evening if you want to listen back and find out the full details again.